Now let's look here at Josiah, because God marvelously used him. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. That's the first verse of the 34th chapter, and the second verse goes like this. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the ways of David, his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. Now we have the question asked today, what is right and what is wrong? And there are some funny answers that are being given today. Well, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. It's what God says is right, and it's what God says is wrong. You know, it's God that divided the light from the darkness. And I'd like to see you divide light from darkness. You can't do it. You and I, we go into a room, we turn on the light, and that room was as dark as it could be. And what happened to the darkness when we turned the light on? It got out of there some way, and we can't divide it. We can't run a line down and say, on this side it's light, on that side it's dark. But God can do that. And it's God who says it's right, and it's God who says it's wrong. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And we're told, verse 3, for in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he was 16 years old, he began to seek after the God of David his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. Now this young man, when he was 16 years old, began to seek God. I've said this before, repeat it again, this movement we're seeing today, I don't call it revival, but it's sure a movement. And it's a spiritual movement, and it's largely among young people. It's not confined to them, but it is among them. And I have had the happy experience. In fact, ever since I retired, now I never saw this in the church, but since I've retired, I've been in many, many places. In fact, I've been around the world, and we've traveled many thousands of miles and spoken in many places. And I want to testify to you today and say that I have never seen the number of young people, young married couples, that are interested today in the Word of God. Now, any of you that listen to me, you know I'm a squire, and I just teach the Word of God. I haven't any gimmicks. I don't entertain. Somebody thinks that the Bible's entertaining. I think it is, too, but not attempting to use any method like that other than just to teach the Word of God. And I've seen these young couples, these young people coming in, they'll sit all over the place. And every place we've been, we've seen this. And it is a movement today. And this is not strange. Back in Josiah's day, he's 16 years old. He began to study the Word of God. That was unusual. When he's 20 years old and he's a king, he begins to bring about reformation in the land. You see, revival will lead to reformation. When Christ said to that man, take up your bed and walk, he said, your sins are forgiven you. My friends, you're going to walk away from your sins if you're converted. And if revival comes today, we're not going to have this problem of divorce. We're not going to have this problem of sex today. We're going to see a tremendous change take place. And God can do it, by the way. And God may do it. This is a great encouragement, this section. It's the reason I've dwelt here as much as we have.